Sean Higgins got to play with Joel Selwood as well last couple of years at the Cats. 260 games throughout his AFL career, a two-time best and fairest at the Kangas, an All-Australian as well, and has decided to hang him up after all that time. He'd been good enough to join us in a week of celebration for the Cats. Hello, Higgo.
G'day, Half. Whitey, how you going, boys?
We are well, mate. We are well. How are you? What's the vibe and the mood and the emotion been like for you in the last week or so?
Yeah, it's been great. It's clearly a little bit of, I wouldn't say mixed emotions, but slightly weird feeling, knowing for some time that it was going to be my last year and doing everything I could to get the body right to have one last crack. It wasn't to be, but then still trying to find a role and contribute to the side to try and achieve what we were able to do on the weekend. And then to be out there in the middle of the MCG, probably something towards the back end of my career that I thought probably would elude me, although I would love to have been playing. It was just it's an unbelievable experience. It's clearly I got the taste of what premiership players talk about post their career, of just how special a moment that was for them. And to see it up close, it's been an unbelievable week. And I think combine that with just how big it was to get back after COVID, and then also for a smaller community like down here in Geelong, it's been a great week.
I mean, it's an amazing team, an amazing club, and you've been a part of it for a couple of years. But did it make you appreciate what you were able to achieve, and perhaps if more in your time at the Kangaroos with teams that perhaps weren't as star-studded, but you know, got a couple of prelims and almost pushed it to the very end?
Yeah, I was fortunate even in the late 2000s when I was at the Dolls. We played in three prelims, a couple, one against the Cats. Oh, yeah. They're an unbelievable club. We always think you're a little bit stiff back then that we couldn't quite get that job done to advance to the next week, but that's because clubs like these are so strong and powerful. But to be there, I think five times it was in the end, and be on the losing side of it, it's why I probably made it more special. I could appreciate the fact that we're able just to get there because it'd fallen short so many times. Like I said, would love to have been playing, but it wasn't my time. So just to experience it after that many losses probably made it even more special. And when you get older, you get a slightly more mature and you can appreciate it for that side of it as well. So, yeah, I feel very fortunate to have been able to finish the way that I have this year.
Sean, I know you didn't start your career at Geelong, but you kind of did because that was where you grew up and the Falcons boy and all those sorts of things. How important was it that the finish line was in Geelong, even though you didn't play, but to be part of the whole community of the success and what that represents?
Yeah, well, probably more so now, to be honest, than when I was playing. It hadn't really crossed my mind to come back. Maybe not until the back end of my career. I had a few conversations. It was close to getting done the year before. I eventually did make the move back down. But yeah, I mean, in hindsight now, looking back and even our family situation and having the twins at the start of last year and needing some support around that, Geelong's a very easy place to live. We've got a lot of family and friends down here that helped us out. The proximity of everything, these are all small details, but in those family situations when you're going into the footy club and then into the hospital and then back home for a number of months, the club's been fantastic for us. So I think looking back now, I love the three clubs, and to be able to have a couple of years back here and experience the community that I was a part of growing up and following the club, it was a good way to finish.
You played four of the first seven and were good in those four games you played, but not much after that. And as you said, that you were battling your body a little bit. Can you just share with our listeners how hard it was to try and get back, and the team was going so well, they didn't lose after about round 10 and they hardly had any injuries. Just that whole mindset through that last sort of two-thirds of the season.
Yeah, it was probably changed towards the end. So I was carrying an Achilles injury that I was able to play, but it was really hampering what I was doing during the week, and had some conversations with Scotty around what that looked like. And given my age and the way that we wanted to structure up the season, and the fact that we're a long way out from the finishing line, the idea was to do a significant block of training through the middle of the season to try and get that Achilles right. I also suffered a concussion against Collingwood early in the year that knocked me around, delayed concussion. So that's the reason we took some time off through the middle of the year. Then when I was able to put a really good block together and played a VFL, half a VFL game, and then came back into the senior side against North Melbourne, played a quarter as the sub, and my knee, which I've had for a period of time now and had a number of operations on it, it played up a little bit post that game. And yeah, long story short, after seeing the surgeon and scans, I was with no choice but if I wanted to continue to have surgery. So I did, and I was just up against the clock, really, and I probably didn't come out of that surgery as well as I have in the past. And I could just never get it back to a level that was going to help the side at AFL level. It's too hard these days, and it's too hard when you're 34 and can't do exactly what you wanted to do. So that's the way that it panned out for me.
Because in a lot of ways, and I know you don't really like talking about this because I've asked you about it a lot in the past, but it kind of it was emblematic of your career. You had a lot of injuries, serious injuries early in your career. You had, I think it was glandular fever that you got quite sick from. You really, a lot of the time, you just couldn't get a good run at it. But then you look back and you've played 260 games and played in five prelims. So it's been a mixed bag.
Yeah, it has. But I think that's just what makes it more special for me. The challenges that you need to overcome that make up your story, and everyone has a different story. Some of the stories that are amazing of the 23 that played on the weekend, mine's slightly different. But, to continually find a way to overcome those obstacles and then even just to be able to work towards playing my better footy at the back end of my career, something that I'm proud of, to be able to continue to fight and find a way. But that's footy. It's a tough caper. There's different challenges along the way. But I guess that's why we all love it.
Yeah, and you can be very proud of your performance and the way you've carried yourself all the way through it. Higo, don't worry about that. But what is next? What are you going to do after this?
Yeah, there's a few things. Well, first of all, to enjoy the rest of this week, get away, take the kids away for a couple of weeks, and then just pan out or work out exactly where some different opportunities for me will fit together. And I still love footy. You guys would know that. We've chatted over the past. So I spend a lot of time with Nigel Lappin this year, who was unbelievable for my development, coaching the forwards. So to get a taste of that this year, I was very appreciative of. And just work out where footy fits for me. I'm sure it'll play a big part in my future. Whether it's full-time straight up, I've just yet to work that out. So I'll get away, clear the head, and try and piece the puzzles together and work out what's next for me.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, mate. You've been a fantastic player for a long time now. 260 games is an outstanding achievement.
One of the classiest players I can remember of the last 20 years.
Hard to argue with that. We wish you the best with whatever is coming up next for you and the family. Go get them. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for your support, boys. Have a good one.